Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God's mercy is everlasting. Amen. His faithfulness. Amen. God is a faithful God. And the mercies of God, beloved, are new every morning. Praise the Lord. So we're thanking God, amen, just for the opportunity. Praise God to come to you once again. Praise God. We're excited about all that God is doing. Truly, God is a good God, loving and kind. Praise God, just and righteous. Praise the Lord. All of these things God is, and we magnify the name of the Lord today. Praise God. Now, we are going back into the Word of the Lord. We are excited about the Word. Amen. We're going to be talking about today the spirit of perversion or the perverse spirit. Praise God. We're going to just dive into it just a little bit. Praise God. There's so much, amen, in the Word on this, but we're going to just give you enough, amen, to whet your appetite that you would, praise God, prayerfully just get in that Word and study a little bit more. Praise God, just to uncover, amen, some of these things so that we are aware of these strong men and strongholds and, amen, how to uproot and, praise God, get them out of our lives. Praise God. Perversion deals with all type of things. It's not only sexual perversion, but we can be perverted in our minds and, amen, in our thought patterns. Praise God. And doctrine, there's a lot of things that the enemy can get in to twist, to pervert, if you will, to cause you to go aside. Praise God. So we're going to just talk about a few of these issues on today. Praise the Lord. Now, before we pray, we do want to make an announcement. Praise God. I'm very excited about this coming Sunday. We will have a very special guest on with us. My spiritual mother will be with us, my mother in the gospel. Praise the Lord. Dr. Clara Walton will be with us on this Sunday. Praise God. It will be 7 p.m. Central Time. Praise God. 8 p.m. East Coast Time. Praise the Lord. That wouldn't make it. Praise God. Let me think now. 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and then 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Praise God. So I think that covers our time zones. Amen. But we're excited to have Dr. Clara Walton, amen, to join us on the broadcast. Praise God. Dr. Clara Walton is founder of Total Woman Ministries. Also, her and her husband, Apostle Clifford Walton, praise God, they pastor Faith Tabernacle House of Prayer located in Athens, Georgia. Praise God. This is a powerful woman of God, a mother of Zion. Praise God. A prayer warrior. Praise God. She is a great example to the body of Christ of holiness and righteous living. Praise God. She has a prophetic mantle on her life as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we're excited to have her on with us. We will have her on this coming Sunday. So we invite you to join us. Praise God for that very special broadcast. Praise God. She will be sharing about the upcoming Total Woman Prayer Summit that will take place. Praise God. In just a little while, we will be going to Athens. Praise God. April the 28th through May the 1st. Amen. We will be there with her in Athens, Georgia. Praise God for the Total Woman Ministry Prayer Summit. This will be, I believe, the third summit, and God has blessed in every one. I have been honored to be at every one so far. Praise God. And I'm just honored to be able to work alongside Dr. Walton in ministry. She's a great example, like I said, an encourager, an uplifter. Praise God. If you want to know how to pray or learn how to pray, praise God. You want to be with someone that can really sharpen you and keep you on your toes, and that's what Dr. Walton does. She keeps me on my toes. Praise God. And I thank God for this woman of God. I thank God for a true mother of Zion, because she is mother in the Word, in the Lord, and we need true examples in this hour. Praise God, we've seen what not so good examples can do. Praise God, but I tell you what, Mother Walton is a woman of God that loves the Lord, praise God, and she loves God's people, praise the Lord. And so we're very honored again, amen, that we will have her on the broadcast. So we just wanted to put that little plug in for you to join us, praise the Lord. Now we're going into the Word, but we're going to have a word of prayer. My heart today is that those of you that may be going through some hard things, maybe going through sickness or tragedy, my heart for you today is that the Spirit of the Lord would minister to you in such a special way today, that he would lay his hand upon you, praise the Lord, and bring you peace and comfort, love and joy, and just let you know that in the midst of what you may be facing right now, know this, beloved, that God does love you and he cares, and he does have your best interests at heart, and he is working things out just for you because he cares about you, praise the Lord. And God does watch over his word to perform it. Some of you are waiting on God to bring forth or manifest, or some things to be manifested in your life, praise God. And I just want to encourage you, amen, to hang in there, hold on, do not let go. Don't stop looking to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith, praise God. And he will, praise God, see you through. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, God, for our life, health, and strength. We ask, Father, as we go into the word this morning, that, Lord, that you, by your spirit and by your power, would manifest yourself in a real way. Father, we're asking you right now to minister to everyone, praise God, that's listening. Father God, we ask, God, that you touch and heal, God. Oh, my God, touch that one that's sick in body right now. Touch that one that has suffered great loss. Father, we ask that you would step in, Holy Ghost, and that you would bring comfort. Oh, God, that you would do only what you can do. Father, manifest yourself in a real way to your people on today. Father, as we go into this word, we ask that you'll anoint it. Oh, God, bless this time of fellowship and bless this time, oh, God, in the word, Lord God. Stir up your people everywhere, Father. Put a stirring in us, God. Let us realize the days and times that we're living in, the season and the hour that we're living in, Father, that the hour is growing late and we must work while it is day. We must cast off all the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And Father God, help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, oh God, and help us most of all to keep our eyes upon you, looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, and we thank you now. You bless us, oh God. Take us further. Hide us behind the cross, oh God. Lord, and we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going to talk just a little bit about the perverse spirit again. We're just going to give you some nuggets and some scriptures, praise the Lord, just to uncover this spirit so that you can be aware, praise the Lord, and if you are bound by this, you can be free. Any of these strong men, praise God, amen, any of these seeds or symptoms that you may see in your own life or my own life, praise God, this is what the word does. The word comes, praise God, that we may have life, praise God, so it will reveal, praise God, but down in those areas that we need to be exposed, praise God. Amen. We don't want anything in our life that the enemy can lay claim to. Amen. So every area must be examined, praise God. It's like a microscope, and the Holy Ghost is that microscope. He'll go and he'll reveal, praise God. So if things are coming up, praise God, it's because God wants them to come out. He wants our lives to be clean, praise God. This is the hour now where we're, you know, he's refining, he's defining, praise God. I mean, some of us are going through such a process right now, pruning, praise God, and it's all good, praise God, because God wants a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, praise God, and he's going to have that church, beloved. God has a people, amen, that will love him, that will serve him, praise God, serve him unreservedly, serve him without compromise, praise God, serve him in purity and holiness and righteousness, praise God. And so we're going to see, amen, the real church, amen, the real church of God. Praise God. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about the people of God, amen, that will go forth and do great exploits in the name of the Lord. And I am convinced, praise God, that if we hold on to God, praise God, hold on to his word, praise the Lord, he will see us through. Now, just a little bit about this spirit. Isaiah 19 and 14 says, "The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every evil work thereof, as a drunken man staggered in his vomit." Now listen, beloved, one thing we must realize is God will not tolerate divided allegiance. Praise God. We must either be on God's side or the devil's side. There's no in-between. We can't go back and forth. We can't pull things from the world, bring them over into our life, and think we can somehow function and survive. It's not going to work that way. Praise God. So when people insist on doing the unnatural, God will step back and a reprobate mind. You open yourself up to a reprobate mind. And Romans 1 talks about this, verses 18 through 32. I know that in some areas this scripture is not very popular. They don't want you teaching about this. And, you know, I thought about this as I was preparing even today, looking over my notes and looking over these scriptures. Praise the Lord. But this is the word of God. Praise God. And we don't preach the word just to beat you over the head. We tell you the truth. Praise God. God desires truth in the inward man and inward woman. Praise God. So Romans 1 talks about why a person is turned over to a reprobated mind. Praise God. When you decide to serve the creature and not the creator. Praise God, and you decide to do things that are abominable, God will turn you over to a reprobated mind, praise God, a perverse mind, praise God, to do those things that you desire, to do those things that are not convenient, that God does not tolerate, nor will he accept. It's God that won't accept it, praise God. We get in trouble because we tell you the truth, praise the Lord, but you will get in trouble because you disobey God, praise God. So then in the end, you may not see it right now, and you may feel like I'm all right, but you know what? In the end, when the judgment comes and when you stand before the Lord, it won't be said that you were not told the truth, praise God. And there are many that's walking crooked, because that's what perverse is. It means to walk crooked, forward, twisted, or distorted. Praise God. You could be distorted in your mind, distorted in your thought patterns, distorted in your habits, twisted. Praise God. You can twist the word, take the word all out of context. Amen. You know, boil it down to what you want it to be. Praise God. Compromise the truth right out of it. Praise God. Amen. That's all perversion. Praise the Lord. And so God does not want us to walk that way. Praise God. It also means to persist in error or fault. Praise God. And a person that walks in error, that's one of the symptoms of perversion. You run the risk of becoming totally perverse. Praise God. Amen. And so we don't want to walk in this way. And also, in this state of perversion, you run the risk of becoming twisted in your thinking again process. Praise God. And then even in your lifestyle, matter of behavior, praise God, you become twisted. And what's wrong, you call it right. What's right, you call wrong. Praise God. And anymore, we know that there are lifestyles that are not conducive with the word of God. The homosexuality, lesbianism, all of these things, effeminacy, praise God. It twists the word. It goes against the word. It's not in the word, praise God, at all. Amen. It's an abomination to God. And we have a responsibility to tell you the truth because you open yourself up to all types of demonic things, praise God, when you open yourself up to any type of sexual perversion, fornication, adultery. All these things open your spirit, your soul, your body up, praise God. That's why all these diseases are there, out there, because when you go against nature, you go against what God says, praise God, you run the risk of getting yourself into major, major trouble, praise God. And many people are confused in their mind. They're totally twisted in their mind and in their thought process, praise God. Children are being brought up in atmospheres that's not conducive, that's not according to God's plan. And so you have a lot of rebellion, praise God, as a result, praise the Lord, because people don't know who they are, amen, and all of these things. And so, amen, we're just letting you know that perversion is a strong, strong spirit. Praise God, it's a strong, stronghold, amen, that is rampant in the land today. Praise God. Now, before we can defeat this stronghold, it is important to be able to recognize the signs and symptoms and manifestations of this stronghold. And all of these can lead to a stronghold of perversion. There are a lot of symptoms in this. And so I'm going to kind of just give you some things, some definitions and some things just to open your eyes to let you see how the spirit can come in, praise God. Corruption, moral perversion or depravity. It's corrupt or dishonest proceedings. Okay, so when a person is corrupt, I mean, they'll do things because they want their way, but they'll do it in an ungodly manner. They're corrupt, and there are a lot of people that are corrupt. Praise God. There are a lot of people doing things even in the business world. They put on a nice three-piece suit, go to work in a nice, fine, sealed office, clean office, praise God, but they're doing corrupt behavior, praise the Lord. And so dishonesty, praise God, can lead to perversion. Unnatural affection, which is callous and cold-hearted, filled with desire for unnatural affection. Experiences with husband or wife or same-sex partners in the homosexual and other sex deviation sins. Praise God. And people do traffic in this area, praise God. And so all of this can lead to perversion. Now, I'm not going to go deep today. I'm just going to give you a few things that the Holy Ghost is just popping out to me. Again, this is not popular. This is not something that we hear every day, but this is the Word of God, praise God. And just as a scripture reference for this, Romans chapter 1, verses 17 through 32. Praise God. I'm not going to take the time to read that today. Praise God. If I did, I would go through the definitions and all, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that for you to read that, praise God. But this is where we're coming from, praise God. Okay, sodomy, which is anal or oral copulation with a member of the opposite sex or copulation with a member of the same sex. Praise God. Now, I'm not going deep, but this is perversion. Praise God. Exaggeration means to make an overstatement, but this is really a lie. And we really talked about the lying spirit, and all liars will find their part in the lake of fire. Praise God. So you're going to burn if you are a liar. Praise God. And you don't repent of that. Praise God. God wants us to walk in truth. Praise the Lord. Inordinate affection, which is unnatural and unrestrained. Whenever you cannot restrain yourself, praise God, your affections are unnatural. You're walking in the area of perversion. We're talking about perversion, praise God. And, of course, we know lesbianism, homosexuality, praise God, is wrong, praise the Lord, in God's eyes. Because lesbianism is homosexual relations between women. Homosexuality on the male side is sexual desire or behavior directed toward a person, one's own sex, or men. Men with men, women with women. Praise God. Romans 1 does talk about it. Praise the Lord. When God gave them over, he gave them over to a reprobated mind to do those things. Praise God, that they desired to do, but it was not according to him, according to the word, praise the Lord. And it is an abomination to God. That's what I want you to see. God loves us as people. He loves you, man. He loves you, woman, whoever you are. You could be a teenager. God loves you. He cares about you. He does have your best interest at heart, but he does not love the sin. And, you know, shame on us for wanting God to accept the sin that we're in. Praise God, because no sin will stand in God's sight. I don't care if it's a bad attitude. I don't care if it's dishonesty. I don't care if it's stealing. All sin, God will judge it. Praise the Lord. He will not let us get away with sin at all. Praise God. Machoism is the act of turning one's destructive tendencies inward or upon oneself. Okay, and then we have impure motives that are tainted with a hidden agenda. And we must be very, very careful of our motives. Even in ministry, we have to be careful. Amen. Everything we do for God, our motive must be pure and right. Praise God. If we're not inspired by the Holy Ghost, led by God, praise God, we will not, first of all, have any fruit from what we're doing. Praise God. If what I'm doing, for example, I use myself, praise God, if God had not led and directed, praise God, and this is a good thing, praise God, but if it's not anointed by God and the Holy Ghost is not in it any kind of way, praise the Lord, we're just doing some broadcast, praise God. But when you're led by the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, you're going to get fruit from your labor, praise the Lord, and only what you do for Christ will last, but he must be in the midst of it, praise God. When he says no more, when he says pull back, or when he says go another way, then you must obey the Lord. Praise God. It's important that you're led by the Spirit of God. Praise God. And it's important that even every message you preach, preacher, is directed under the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. We mentioned this a little last night in our Bible study that, you know, even when we have people to come in and minister, it's important that they're sent by God, praise the Lord, and that the anointing is resting upon them, because in that way, then God has something to say, praise God. A lot of us can preach and teach and do a lot of good things, praise God, but if God doesn't anoint what you're doing, praise God, then he is not responsible for the signs, wonders, and miracles that should come as a result of you obeying the Lord. So it's important, praise God, that we obey the Lord, amen, and that our motives are pure. Unethical dealings is another symptom of perversion. This is dishonesty with an attempt to gain something that is wanted. So in other words, amen, you want that promotion, praise God, but you don't want to study. You want to go back to school. You don't want to improve your performance, but you want to step on Johnny or you want to step on Mary Lou because you want that promotion. You'll stop at nothing to get it, praise God. That's unethical in your dealings. Praise the Lord, just an example. Praise God that you will walk in dishonesty rather than honesty to get what you want. Praise God. Another symptom is impure motives. Again, we're repeating this, but this is not morally pure or proper, unchaste or obscene, impure thoughts. Praise God. So we must be very, very careful of our thought life. Amen. Now, another one is manipulation, which is shrewd or devious management, especially for one's own advantage. You'll manipulate, you'll intimidate, you'll do whatever you need to do, again, so to make sure that you get what you want, praise God. That's not of God. Amen. And then one more, of course, filthy language. Speaking language that is foul or unclean will lead to perversion. Praise the Lord. Now, another symptom is a broken spirit. Praise God. Proverbs 15:4. We're going to read that scripture. Praise the Lord. I do have several scriptures. Amen. Again, we're not going to read all of the scriptures. Amen. But we're just going to give you just a few just to let you see that perversion is not of God. Amen. It will really get you into a lot of trouble. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Now, we don't want to be breached. We don't want to be broken in any kind of way. Praise God. We want our speech to be healthy and wholesome, our life, our thought life to be pure. Praise God. You don't want, amen, to be taunted by the enemy because of perversion, and perversion will taunt you. That spirit will taunt you. It will torment you. Praise God. It will keep you in unrest. Praise God. It will keep you doing things that you ain't got no business doing. Praise God. Now listen, we must recognize these spirits and these things for what they are. Praise God. And when you see it for what it is and you know that you've not been walking right, beloved, praise God, the most simple thing to do is to repent and say, Father, I have a serious problem, and I need your help. I need you to deliver me. I need you to deliver my mind, my thought processes, my mannerism, my way of life, my attitude, whatever it is. Just be real. We've got to begin to be real with God. Amen. He knows Praise God, he sees and he knows, but God, amen, wants us to come to him, praise God, freely, because we can come boldly before the throne of grace and find help in the time of need, praise God. Now, do you realize that worrying, praise God, can lead to perversion? Proverbs 19:3, it says, the foolishness of man perverted his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Praise God. Now listen, we don't want to fret. We don't want to worry. We don't want to have any anxiety about anything. Praise God. But we can, by prayer and supplication, we can make our requests known unto God. Praise God. And then the God of peace, amen, will come in. Amen. They'll pass our own understanding, but it will keep us in Jesus. Listen, the spirit of perversion, praise God, is a very dangerous spirit. Praise God. So if you're bound in mind, bound in body, bound by sexual addiction, praise God, any of these things, bound by corruptness or any kind of evil, if you will, perverseness in any kind of way, we ask you to repent. Praise God. Just give it to God. Amen. Get clean. Amen. You don't want to be reprobate in your, you don't want God to judge in that way. Reprobate means to be a castaway or to be rejected, unapproved and void of judgment. Praise the Lord. So all of these things we must, amen, take into account. Now listen, word from the Lord. I will pour my wrath out on all those who refuse to repent and follow after me. I, the Lord, have prepared the way for you to live free from sin. My son died on the cross for your sins so that you might have a right to the tree of life. I bid you to come and drink freely from the waters of life. Allow me to wash you in the word. In this, your life will be transformed into the image of my son. I, the Lord, will say to you, do not reject the anointing and pull of the Holy Ghost. For my word is sure, I will not always strive with man. Trust me to deliver and set you free from every demonic attack and stronghold that may be in your life. Allow me to draw you. Run to me, and you will find rest to your souls, says the Lord of hosts. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, for revealing. God, you are a revealer of the secret things and intents and purposes of the heart. Father God, there may be one that is bound by this spirit, and we're asking for deliverance. We're asking you to minister, Father. Help us, oh God, to come to you and come to you with a right heart, come to you with sincerity and truth. Father God, we know that you will purge us from everything that's not like you. So God, we trust you today to minister and have your way. Touch your people everywhere. Touch that one listening right now. Touch that one that may be bound, Father God, in their mind, that may be bound in lesbianism or homosexuality or effeminacy. Touch that man. Touch that woman. Touch that boy. Touch that girl. Minister right now, Father God, any type of perversion. Father, may be bound with fornicating or lusting or lasciviousness or adultery. Touch that man. Touch that woman. Father, you minister right now. Bring deliverance. Oh, God, destroy the strong man and his strongholds right now over the mind. Touch that woman that just can't seem to keep her life straight. Father, minister right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh, God, for your word today. God, we lose freedom, we lose peace, we lose healing, we lose deliverance. We bind every work of the enemy. We bind impure thoughts. We bind everything that the enemy would use to come against your people in Jesus' name. We thank you now. Cleanse us, Father. Keep us whole. Keep us pure. Keep us loving you, and we'll never cease to praise you nor give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you've been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We do thank God for the word on today. We pray that the word of God will be an encouragement and an uplift to you. Praise the Lord. If you would like more information about our ministry, you may email us, Deborah@WOPMinistries.org, or you can drop us a line. Go to our website, www.WOPMinistries.org. Praise God. Leave us a comment. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that God will bless you, keep you in the palm of his hand. Know that God loves you, and he is concerned about you. He has your best interests at heart, and he's working things out just for you, just because he loves you, just because he cares. God bless.